Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
And welcome back to Project Independence in You. I'm Rebecca Miller. I'm the guest host for today's show, along with Otto Loos, the co-host of Project Independence in You, and also Christina Liu, the Project Independence in You radio show producer for these past 9 years that it's been on the air. And a huge milestone that Project Independence just hit that she made us aware of that right before break, that we have hit 15,000 members.
And so two.
More important, right. 15,002. So Otto, I want to know what number Otto was. Was he like 6, 4? We'll have to look back.
I know. I'm gonna have to do the check that out.
We'll have to check that out.
What I want to, you know, encourage people, you know, and we're saying 15,000, right? And these are official members who have, you know, called into 311 and got, you know, a service request number. I really believe the number is so much bigger, you know, especially now with these virtual programming and whatnot. Yeah. You know, people are participating in things that aren't necessarily documented. So it's like, you know, you always want to like know the exact thing. So, but I mean, just the fact that officially, you know, in the records that it's 15,000, I think, you know, I remember just celebrating, it feels like yesterday, the 10,000, you know, it's,
we had a party for that.
Yeah. Right. So but it's really exciting. And you know, with the Pioneer, what I always love, you know, when it gets to see the response that comes in, you know, once it gets delivered. And I saw so many people, because when the service requests come in and I could see what different names are registering for programs, there were so many new names that I haven't seen before. So I think it's really great. You know, people saw this, and there was tons of people signing up for a lot of the Medicare update programs. Mm-hmm. You know, and whether they were calling about the St. Francis, they wanted to be connected to a social worker or a nurse. So when you see, you know, the response, and you know it's working, it really makes you feel good, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I've said it a number of times. I was in the corporate world and I'm still somewhat in it, frankly, but for a long time, 40 plus years easy. And this has given me more satisfaction than any of those things that I've ever been involved with, for the reason that when it started, nobody really knew what this program was. It was very, very small. It was that track in New Hyde Park, that NORC, and there were only a handful of people involved. And the big question was, will anybody really ever know what this program is? You know, I say it's a great program, but so who cares? Nobody knows about it. So how do you get the word out? Well, the word is out and people do know about it, and it has only grown. And frankly, it's grown with just about the same number of people it had very early in the program. This isn't like a bureaucracy that all of a sudden there's 300 people working in this place. It's not the case. There's like a handful of people that do this whole thing, and you all deserve a super A plus for your efforts and the direction that the program takes. It's always going in the direction of what the people are looking for, not what your ego might be looking for, which is different than a corporate world in many, many ways. Although I'm sure there are charity type operations where ego runs the program as well. That is not the case here. And that starts right with Judy, and it works its way to all of you guys. So,
Thanks, I
can't give credit often enough. It's just a great program, and the people who are involved with it, such as yourselves, are excellent. You know, you do what you have to do to make the program work and help people along the way live a good quality of life, is what it comes down to, while they can. You know, someday everybody's quality of life is going to go down the tubes a little bit, but you know, so be it. That's the way it's going to work. But in the meantime, you do the best you can to have a good quality of life, and Project Independence definitely enables people to have a better quality of life. So again,
you know, Otto would say, you know, thank you. I mean, it's so nice to hear. And it's, I was actually just having this conversation with Paul Ewell, who's one of our other deputy commissioners for our department. And, you know, we were saying, what's just, you forget sometimes, you know, that because we just kind of kick into gear and everyone just pulls, you know, whatever, like the crisis is. And it's like, let's just get it done. You know, so we were talking about like just the fact that, you know, being in this situation and the turnaround of, you know, being locked down, we're home, all of us out of the office. And how do we keep some kind of continuity of programming? You know, and the fact that we were able to get that up and running, you know, in collaboration with the supervisor so fast was really just incredible. And, you know, I was thinking, you know, everyone here, you know, our nurses and our social workers who reached out to all these people and kept in contact and, you know, doing weekly phone calls, you know, you think about that, like everyone has their own stuff going on in their own lives, and everyone has individually been going through personally stuff during this time. And the fact that that aside still was able to connect. And I, you know, it's like you would love to really know and quantify just the comfort level that Project Independence gave residents, especially when this first happened and it was, you know, new territory. You know, now, I mean, everyone still kind of has their anxious levels, but at least there's a little, you know, you kind of somewhat know what's going on, you know, most days. But I just think the fact that it really, and to hear that, you know, because I remember in the beginning, seniors were calling and saying, you know, talking to a nurse and a social worker during this time is my lifeline. You know, and when you hear something like that, it really just takes your breath away, because it's like, you know, so many seniors were home, now they can't see their family, you know, and it just, it created this complete isolation. So knowing that, you know, this Project Independent social worker nurse would give you a call and, you know, walk you through your fears, whether it was fears about getting food or transportation or what's happening, you know, or getting a mask. It was just, there was not any question could be asked, you know, so there was really not one question a social worker or nurse wouldn't lead you to, whether they had the answer or would connect you to, you know, some kind of resource. So I have to just give them the utmost, you know, praise, because they are the ones that were really, you know, on the ground, on the phone. And it's really wonderful. So if you need anything, I just want to call 311 or 869-6311. There is no question that's silly or, you know, not going to get answered. You know, you're never going to be just, oh, sorry, can't help you. And that's just never going to happen. So I really just want to encourage people to do that and take advantage of these great programs. And
one of the things that Otto was saying that I just want to kind of elaborate on a little bit was, you know, with our DOSA staff, of course, you know, the supervisor is fabulous. I mean, she, like any programs that we come up with, she's just, you know, go for it as long as it, you know, it's supporting the seniors. But, you know, talking about our DOSA staff, you know, we all wear so many different hats, Otto, as you know. And we have been the original staff. I mean, for, I think Shari, who's our mobility manager, was the last person that we hired full time, right?
Yep.
That and that was about 6 or 7 years ago, maybe 8. Gosh, when? So probably about 7 years ago. And all of us, everybody else who's with DOSA, between Christina, myself, Paul, and Nancy, have been here longer, and we're all still here. And, you know, when we were just a small NORC, and then we started growing from that, you know, to be there at that critical point where you really get ingrained in what Project Independence is, and also how much we learned about the different regions of the town. You know, we slowly went into Call Place Westbury. We slowly went into Great Neck, you know, and there's a lot difference between, you know, say Great Neck, where there's so many apartments,
right,
you know, and maybe Roslyn, where there are so many homes, and the different needs. And, you know, of course, Great Neck is the, we have the oldest population in Great Neck, and, you know, other areas have a younger population. So there's so many things that we learned about the town, and you know, and then when we form those advisory committees within each of those regions, that's where we really learn a lot more about it. But, you know, from all that experience and going, you know, going from the NORC, then branching out and then kind of settling in and providing the services, and then technology comes in, and all of us are just like, not to toot our own horn, and that's not the purpose of it, but we're pros, you know, with this. And what we've learned is that we also have to adapt to change. Yep. It can't just be the same thing. I mean, the programs that worked 10 years ago, you know, maybe work, but they've all been adjusted. You know, when we use, you know, neighbors helping neighbors years ago for a different scenario. So we adjusted it to how it fits best in now. And, you know, it can't just be, oh, we can't do that. So, and we all, because of the process, wear so many different hats and things have changed, and, you know, maybe some programming's changed. I mean, like, take Christina, for instance. You know, many people that don't know her only know her through the radio show have absolutely no idea that maybe she's also a social worker, that she was an intern that started here with Project Independence with Paula, that, you know, she also pulls together the Project Independence newsletter, does all the programming, is the main person for the communications department. I mean, the list goes on and on. She tracks all the significant data for the human service department. So, I mean, it's just endless. So there's so many different things. You know, I find myself doing things sometimes that it's like, oh, okay, I could do that. All right, you know what? Yeah, definitely, I'll do that. You know,
well, you know, it's funny, you know, because Otto has said this numerous times, because we always talk about, you know, different places trying to replicate this program, you know, and you try, you know, we've met with every township, you know, basically over the years. Absolutely. Even in other states, you know, how to kind of replicate this. And, you know, what I think, you know, because I remember Otto always saying this, what makes the program stand out is because it's still, no matter what, after all this time, has this kind of grassroots, local, small feel, you know. So the fact that it hasn't become this giant corporation is, I think, allows it to kind of give it that feel. You know, all of us over the years, since we have been there so long, have relationships with so many seniors, you know, and everyone's kind of grown and gone through different life cycles together. So I think that also adds to the quality of this. And for other places that want to replicate it, I think that's probably something they need to think about.
Otto has that look, like he wants to bring something up. So why don't we start with Otto after this break? We will be right back with Project Independence and You.